Motown, Detroit Crime Series Number 2, by Lauren D. Esselman, narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Chapter 1. Candy Apple Red GTO. Steel front, divided grille, stacked headlights, 389 V8 engine under a Tempest hood. Bench seats, for Christ's sake. And a chicken leg family car steering wheel in partnership with a mill and 4-speed trans that cried out for bucket seats and padded leather. A crime. Unlawful incarceration. Every time Rick took it out, he wanted to pull into a garage somewhere, gut the interior, and do it over in black leather gray Nauga hide, punch a hole in the hood, and drop in real twin scoops in place of the factory dummy. Let the big 389 breathe. Instead, he drove it down to the corner and washed and rinsed it for 50 cents, and parked it behind the bays and turtle waxed it, and brought it home. He was pulling down the garage door when Mrs. Hertler came out of the house and stood in front of him, kneading her hands in her apron. She always did that when she had something unpleasant to pass along, a nasty job that needed doing, or a visit from one of Rick's old associates. Except when she went out, in her cloth coat and gray felt teardrop hat with a blue feather in the band, he had never seen her without an apron. She was a gravity-bound woman of Eastern European background, with hair like copper wire pulled back and twisted into a knot behind her head. Her eyes were a startling blue in the faded face. "Bob is coming home," she said. He turned the door handle, locking it, and straightened. "When?"
"Next week, Tuesday or Wednesday. They're discharging him a month early. He thinks he can get a ride on a mail plane. She needs